This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden made an unannounced visit Monday to Ukraine to meet with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, a gesture of solidarity that comes days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of the country. Biden delivered remarks and met with Zelensky to announce an additional $500 million in assistance and reassure Ukraine of American allied support as the conflict continues. Biden was scheduled to travel to the region, but the official White House schedule said he was not due to leave Washington until late Monday, with Poland as his destination. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning China not to supply weapons to Russia. Blinken, during a news conference, reminded reporters that during 2022 talks with China's premier, President Joe Biden had stated the U.S. position was clear on any lethal assistance transfers.
When the aggression first took place and he spoke to President Xi Jinping, he told him at that point that there would be real consequences in our own relationship were China to provide lethal assistance to Russia in this aggression against Ukraine.
In other parts of the world, North Korea has fired more missiles and warns of turning the Pacific into firing range. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles off its east coast on Monday as the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un warned U.S. forces to halt military drills, saying the reclusive nuclear state could turn the Pacific into a quote-unquote firing range. The launches came just 2 days after North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast, prompting the United States to hold joint exercises with South Korea and separately with Japan on Sunday.
That's VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has averted a potential diplomatic crisis over Israeli settlements at the United Nations. The issue had threatened to overshadow Western efforts for the UN to spotlight Russia's war with Ukraine during its one-year anniversary. Multiple diplomats familiar with the situation say the U.S. has successfully managed to forestall a contentious U.N. Security Council resolution pushed by the Palestinians and their supporters. It would have condemned Israel for settlement expansion and demanded a halt to future activity. Instead, the diplomats say the administration has managed to persuade both Israel and the Palestinians to agree in principle to a six-month freeze in any unilateral action that might take. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has taken a helicopter tour of one of the provinces worst affected by the February 6th earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. The secretary is making his first trip to NATO-allied Turkey since he took office. Speaking to reporters, Blinken says there's more aid coming from the United States.
We will be putting in another $100 million. To assist those who are so desperately in need. We've drawn that from the Emergency Refugee and Migration Fund, as well as from Humanitarian Assistance Fund that State Department and USAID have.
The quake has so far resulted in the deaths of more than 44,000 people, that number still expected to skyrocket. More than 130 armed groups are operating and wreaking havoc in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. They've attacked, terrorized, and ravaged villages in North and South Kivu and the Ituri provinces. They have killed and maimed more of people and uprooted whole communities who've abandoned their homes in fear for their lives. Lisa Schlein reports on the UNHCR appeal for intervention.
The UN Refugee Agency calls this one of Africa's most complex and long-standing humanitarian crises. As security worsens in the DRC, it says many more refugees will flee across borders into neighboring countries. This, says UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrato, will add to the burden on impoverished host communities and their ability to care for the needs of both their people and their refugee populations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.